trapping, and native camps and cabins crumble into the soil of dark woods, even as willow and alder growth reclaim human trails of bygone days. The mountain ramparts that scribe the horizons are rolling and gentle, unscathed by the glaciation that hewed other younger but taller subarctic ranges. Just east of the Kandik River, the south-facing slope of Kathul Mountain supports Arctic steppe plants characteristic of the treeless vegetation present across the north during the last ice age. The ancient dry, cold steppe was rich with grasses, sedges, and sages that supported a mix of large mammals, including woolly mammoths, rhinos, bison, lions, muskox, bears, and wolves. Descendants of some of those animals still thrive here today. This is a land of extremes. In summer, the temperature soars, with frequent thunderstorms that trigger lightning-sparked wildfires, some of immense size. One fire burned 1.7 million acres, part of a record-breaking Alaska fire season in 2004 that consumed 6.6 million acres, nearly 10,500 square miles. Only the onset of winter truly doused the flames. Winter comes early, sometimes in October, and brings darkness, snow, and killing temperatures. The record low in Eagle City on the Yukon is negative 71 degrees Fahrenheit. The record high, 91 degrees Fahrenheit. 12 inches of precipitation fall annually, producing about 60 inches of snow. On the winter solstice, there are fewer than 4 hours of daylight. On the summer solstice, daylight at 22 hours is almost perpetual. The patchwork of forest and tundra, mountain and river, supports a convocation of northern wildlife in a setting little changed from a time when only small families of indigenous people survived here. Each fall, when the hills and margins of the rivers turn gold, and the cries of migrating waterfowl fill the sky, today's Hunkwichin, children of the first people, hunt for moose and caribou to fill their winter larders in the place now called Yukon Charlie. In 1980, the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, ANILCA, set aside 157 million acres in Alaska as federally protected national parks, national wildlife refuges, national monuments, national forests, wild and scenic rivers, and recreation and conservation areas. New national parks, including Gates of the Arctic, Kobuk Valley, Lake Clark, and others, comprised 43,585,000 acres, more than doubling the country's national park system. ANILCA was hailed as a triumph by national conservation advocates, but widely vilified in Alaska as federal oppression and the largest illegal land grab in history. President Jimmy Carter was hanged or burned in effigy in several protesting communities, including Eagle, at the edge of one of the new units, Yukon Charlie Rivers National Preserve. The Yukon Charlie Rivers unit was one of 10 national preserves created, some of them contiguous to existing parks. The law called for these new units to be managed much like national parks, except that traditional uses, hunting, fishing, and trapping, would be permitted in recognition of a long history of land use. Yukon Charlie straddles the highlands between the Tanana and Yukon rivers on Alaska's border with Canada. The Tanana Hills, taller than the Adirondacks, make up the preserve's rugged spine. Included within the preserve's 2.5 million acres are 115 miles of the Yukon River and the entire Charlie River drainage.